Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
The silence, you know, the 15 seconds of silence right after my intro. I'm like, what's happened? We have a new engineer and we need to say hi to Jason. He's somewhere there. But yes, right after intro, song's supposed to play, but no problem. I found the button. God, thank you. I had glasses on my nose. If not, it will be never happening. I'll be like, no show today. Okay, anyway, Accent On, Ilona Europa, like always, every Monday on the same chair and squeaks a little bit today. I don't know what's happened. It's not even raining. Maybe they are my bones. Okay, let's see. Okay, they are quiet. Anyway, studio is full of the guests, and that's what makes me really happy. And some of guests are just very precious because they flew to LA to just enjoy the beautiful weather from New York. Yeah. And then...
Yes,
and maybe I will start right away. Okay, my name is Ilona Europa. Yes, I'm your host for most... of 3 years, more than 3 years right now. And now I'm talking to my friend who I knew for last, 3 years we know each other. And happens she's also Ilona. Okay, who are you, Ilona?
Yes, I'm Ilona Lee. I'm visiting from New York, originally from Poland.
That's like what Ilona I'm saying.
Europa.
We have two girls from Poland and the same name. How unusual is this?
Wow. Yes.
Yes. Ilona Lee, you have a really cool name, you know, like not Polish, but whatever.
Ilona Lee, that sounds like a great combination. I like that.
Yes.
Ilona Lee.
Very cool. She's supposed to be like movie star or something.
Yeah.
No,
but she's a star.
So vividly is a star.
That's really,
she's
really.
She's going to take over.
Yes. Oh, we need to say that we have your daughter with us.
Yes.
Hi, Vivi. Say hi.
Say hi.
Hi.
Good, Vivian. You don't even know that my the bestest friend is named Vivian. And hi, Vivi. She never listened to me, but anyway, outside of not listening on the radio, she always listening to me in real life, and I love my Vivi. And thank you. Then I have Ilona and Vivi. It's like mirror on the wall again.
No.
Now... Ilona, you need to tell us a little bit about yourself after I will introduce everybody, because you are not a musician, although you are very close to music people.
Yes, I'm a personal branding expert and also a coach for entrepreneurs, but also for many, many artists. Artists, and I create stars.
Oh my gosh! Everybody's watching now and thinking how hard it could be. And you are also a realtor, yes?
I mean, people are stars, but sometimes they just need some little push or someone who believes in them more.
Very
good. Yes.
And that's my job. And I do real estate because I love architecture in New York, I love interior design. That's why I decided I help people. As a coach, and I can help them also find a perfect home in New York City.
That's beautiful. Okay,
That sounds really great. So you help them to achieve that level of success that they are looking for, and then you can sell them the dream home that comes with it.
Yes,
that's pretty cool.
Yes.
Well, that's a good combination. Yeah. I like that.
Yes, and we now have voice. Oh, we heard the voice of Reinhold. Hello, Reinhold.
Hello.
We love your voice.
Hello, everybody. How are you guys doing?
Normally, you don't sound like that. I can hear you lower. Reinhold, you are here a lot, and we love that. You are
Thank
here
you for having me.
On it's Accent always. On. You were also a few times on Accent on TV. Then we have a few That's good right. shows on the camera, and I cannot wait to start taping again, because you mostly yep. play live, and that's great.
Yes.
And we'll be talking a little bit about your upcoming show in yes. West Lake Village.
Yes. Excellent.
And then we'll be pitching the show. Everybody will be pitching whatever they want to pitch, because that's why we are here. That's we want people to know everything, what is the best of us, and a little bit what is not so.
Right.
Okay. Now, I'm just going like this way, because I have also... That was very unexpected. Like around 12 at night, I got this cool email. And that's, yeah. And we have also in studio people who are taping, which is fine. You can, yeah, direct towards interviewer. That's fine. Okay. Yeah, you can tape. It's okay. What is your name? Because I'm already scared to even say. What is your name?
I know it's foreign. It's very, very foreign. My name is Seda Grepohwe.
Okay, everybody repeat slowly one more time.
I'll do it the American yes. pronunciation of the name, which is Seda.
Oh, I love you, Seda. That's so easy. But we want to hear one more time original way. That was okay. beautiful.
Bemwe, umo, Iris, Seda, Grepohwe, Dawe.
Wow.
I love that.
Wow.
I love that because, like, you know, when you hear that language, there was already rhythm wow. in the language, you know, it was a groove in there.
And Reinhold, you are the sweetest gentleman ever mm-hmm. because we have this, like, rules between each other that we always introduce great people to each other. Mostly you bringing very unusual artists. You say, Ilona, if you wish.
My pleasure.
You know, yes, I know somebody very interesting, and I know that you are very, very, like, hot in this arena. You play a lot. You are really great instrumentalist and singer, and you are recording a lot also. Then I am very, very honored to know you, and we spent New Year together.
Exactly. That was a fun party, wasn't it?
I know. Amazing. You yeah. were playing. You were so hot. You looked so good. It was
Thank
like
you.
Europe was transplanted in middle of, you know, of the New Year into America. Oh my gosh, he looks so, so hot. I look good too, but he looked really hot. I was thinking he was playing. It was a really nice night. And you just wrote to me, say, hey, would you like to have on the show my friend? I'm like, yeah, bring That's it on. Right. Okay, because so you are honored. So important to us in a way.
Thank you.
Say that.
Yes.
Good. Please tell us a little bit the more serious part of you, and then we'll come back and talk about music, acting, okay. modeling, everything. What is also serious, but a little bit less.
Yeah.
Your
yeah.
music is surrounded by the important issues also. Yes,
oh,
you are focusing
yes,
on them.
Rights.
Just give it to us, the serious pitch. And people, you better listen for a moment. Okay?
Guys, I really believe in the healing power of music. I have seen it unite people from different countries, people to different ways of life. If there's a song that you love, all of a sudden, all the barriers, everything breaks away, and you're just one when you're listening to that beat, or you're listening to that beautiful instrument, or you're listening to the vocalness of
Bravo.
Someone just voicing
yes,
their soul, you know?
Bravo.
And honestly, music is what has really brought me through. I am the Bossa Tribe princess.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
My grandfather
how
was,
people yeah. when they enter to the room do they need to like say something to say hi to you or they even can they even
sure,
look
sure.
into your eyes or they just close your eyes we cannot even look at her the greatness princess is around I love that if this is the truth if it's not but tell us then do they know your title and
well,
your
yes. quite honestly for most of my life we actually hid who we were because there was a genocide
yeah,
in our country and during that genocide about 80% of our family was killed. They burned our crops. They burned our people. I hope this isn't too sensitive information,
no,
but
no,
okay.
No.
My grandmother was actually the way that she was put to rest, I should say, was that the rebel soldiers came into her village. It's just like what you see in the movies. They chopped her into pieces with a machete and then set her on fire while she was alive. She was an amputee and she could not run because they couldn't push her wheelchair. So that is that is how that occurred. And
wow.
a lot more of my family were massacred in horrible, horrible ways. And upon that, we decided not to tell anyone at all who we were. And we tried to just kind of toe the line, so to speak. After that, we began to rebuild.
But the culture never really let go of me. Being a princess from the Bossa tribe, and not only that, on my mother's side, she is the princess of the Pele tribe, which is a smaller tribe. Bossa tribe actually has a whole county named after it in Liberia, West Africa. It's called Grand Bossa County, and we own that. So even though there is a democracy there, and there is a president appointed by the UN to try to stop this civil war that's been going on, the truth of the matter is my cousins are still in government, and tribes still have very high persuasion and run a lot of things there. So it kind of caught up to me, and I realized that I could have been sent off as a child bride. If I tried to voice things such as just simple things, if you can imagine what it's like to be a woman in Liberia, West Africa, let's say that in my high school years, so a long time ago, but in my high school years, came home from my extracurricular activities, I had just finished, let's say, soccer practice, very, very parched, and I had been drinking water all day. I just didn't, my taste buds didn't want it anymore, so we're all sitting down to dinner, and I say something very simple, such as, "You know, I really just don't want water. I think I'm going to have milk or juice, something to replenish electrolytes." And my father, who still holds that chief title, told me, "You won't be having anything at all except what I give you, and therefore you won't drink anything but water for the rest of the week. And if I find out that you have ingested it, I'll call your school, I'll have your family members stalk you. And if anyone finds out, I will come home and there will be consequences." He's tried to murder me, strangle me with his bare hands because I didn't have dinner ready on time. And these are acceptable things. My mother's response was, "The next time I'll hold you down so that he can finish the job." So growing up in a family such as that, I began to be very, very cognizant of the fact that I had escaped. Though my life was horrible, I had made it. I felt like America was the promised land. I was raised in England, and then I moved to America, and I saw that women here, oh my God, just the possibilities. They can be things, they can do things, and I wanted that. I wanted that, and I didn't know how to get it. My inheritance was taken from me. I've been cut off because, you know, good little princesses should just be baby makers, should be sold as child brides or child prostitutes, and that's that.
Okay, that's really not the story that I wanted to hear in a fun way. I'm joking, but obviously everybody who hears word princess thinks, what a beautiful title, what a nice life the lady's supposed to have. I just love that you are clearing, you know, the vision, even from my own head, because I know that soon we'll be listening to your music, and you are talking that music is something that really covers your pain and brings the hope to all of us, every of us, even with not so petrifying memories that you have and so scared memories that you are talking about. You know, you came to America and you become somebody did you dream or dreamt about, or you didn't even know probably what you can become?
Yeah, here. My dream was to survive the home.
Boy.
I wanted to live past my 18th birthday. When I was 17, my father tried to strangle me. My mother tried to bash my head against concrete bricks and walls and stones. And I don't want to cry, but I survived. Yeah. And that, to me, was my dream. From there, I did something like a star search when I was 16. And people from L.A. and New York, they all came and they told me, "You're a star." And they don't know what that meant to me. I kept it with me. My father would not let me go. I was supposed to sign with Greenhouse Entertainment out of Georgia. They signed TLC. They do a lot of huge, huge things. And that's who I was supposed to sign with. I was supposed to sign with Shale Entertainment, Janie Jackson, who was Usher's agent at that time. And she scouted me. So it was just big things. And when I saw that, I thought, the world is a big place. I can do this. I can do this. And, you know, I wasn't able to
yes,
sign.
Yes, you can.
I wasn't able to sign those contracts because my father, you know, he said, "You're 17 and the laws of this country say if you escape, you can be a runaway. I could take you home." So I waited till I was 18. I lost those opportunities because they didn't know about my background, granted. So they thought I wasn't serious. I packed up my car. I drove to Los Angeles, and the rest is history. I now am very happy. I run Zoo Films, Inc., the record label portion of that. That's Wu-Tang Clan's label. You know, have worked with both GZA and Ghostface Killah, as well as DJ Symphony. Been on their radio show. They told me that I am the queen of Wu. My music has been number one on the charts, national charts. I'm on MTV2 now, and I just love it, you know. So
okay, I think she's supposed to have her own show.
Absolutely.
I want to listen, and you're supposed to. You are amazing. You are so powerful.
Thank you.
Have so much to say, and you got the energy about yourself. You're a star. Did somebody told you that when you were 17? Oh, I'm repeating somebody's words. That's lovely. Okay, we'll be coming back to music and. I don't even know what to say because obviously our life is like so.
No,
I don't even know. Easy.
Ourselves.
I know we have all. I don't even know what to say. I'm telling you, I need another show with you. And I already said that you'll be back maybe in June or July, whenever you have time. We'll be talking about everything.
I'd be honored.
And we'll give you a long, long time because you have a story and your story has the very powerful journey. And journey for every woman. You know, that she needs to listen to and understand that never say never and it's always the way when it's the will or hope. And whatever you found, whatever the moment in life you had that got you where you are here right now, an accent on LA Talk Radio with Ilona Europa, surrounded by people that love you. Oh my gosh, I just love you already. And we are from Poland, we are from Austria, we all have cute accents, and you didn't bring one to us. I don't know why.
I can talk in my African accent.
Me like it.
That's
for a little bit, we can do
that. I can make my Austrian accent a little stronger too, if it's necessary.
We can, the Polish is always in my vein, and the same with Ilona, who is Ilona. Also, we have two Ilonas. How crazy is this? And we have wonderful, wonderful a lady who is taping the show, and you are originally from
I'm from Korea.
Okay, and come on, what is your name? Come on. She's working too hard. She's just taping her boss or friend. Okay, what is your name?
My name is Melissa. My Korean name is Nayongi.
Beautiful. And it's so, if everybody will like put cameras inside of the studio, we just look hot and amazing. Everybody's from somewhere else. I'm telling you. And honestly, is there one moment, please, people stay with me, because outside of great art and really good messages, we have also business here that we need to do. We have one beautiful bank who is supporting a lot of archer art and in LA place, Los Angeles place, and not only. And I would like to just play a little bit commercial that we created for this bank, because this bank is a very, very special. It's called Polam. Please, people, listen and join this bank and fall in love with this bank too. Who cares about art and accent on?
How would you like to own a financial institution? The Polam Federal Credit Union is a member-owned financial institution that serves exclusively the Southern California region with offices in Los Angeles and Orange. Like banks, Polam accepts deposits, makes loans, and provides financial services. The credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal opportunity lender. Unlike banks, Polam is nonprofit, which means better rates and lower fees, as well as great personalized customer service. After all, when you're a member, you're also an owner. We'd love to hear from you. Visit us at polam.org. Polam Federal Credit Union, bringing the charm of Europe to Southern California.
Oh, charm of Europe. Charm of Europe brings to California. That's for sure. This bank is really, really nice, elegant, and very, very European. But welcomes everybody who would like to give them money. And they will give you a good deal. Okay. Anyway, time for music. What will be, which song would you like to play? Because I got two MP3s from you. Then which one you think is the best for the beginning? Sorry. Yes, I'm getting you. You can speak now.
Okay.
That's the power of the button.
What?
I got you back. Yes, what song?
I'd like us to do Bound to Break first. That was about standing up against violence against women. So,
oh, let's play this song.
Someone once told me love was a bridge between two lies. But I found out, no, because it's a toll bridge and someone has to pay the price. Someone once told me the fairy tales were true. I used to believe them, but now it seems impossible to do. Because the drawbridge is sinking and I'm holding on for dear life. Yes, I'm hanging on the edge of our love and there's no end in sight. Tell me, should you let go or should you hold on? Even though the weight is fit to break your aching arms, do I walk away or should I choose? to stay. Love's unfair, it's closing in, it's more than I can take, and the bridge is about to break. There was nowhere left to run. When love finds you, anything is possible. Like your life has just begun. But when the cool waves are over and you're burning out in the sun, when your heart lies there bleeding and love holds a smoking gun, tell me, should you let go or should you hold on? Even though the weight is fit to break your aching heart, do you walk away or should you choose to stay? Love's unfair, it's closing in, it's more than we can take, and so the bridge is bound.
American Idol winner, voice winner, and message. Very, very good. Very good song. Who wrote this one?
Me.
Oh, come on. What else you can do or you cannot do? Congratulations. Hot, very beautiful, big, powerful song.
Great song.
And we need to have darkness and little lighters here and just yes.
Gorgeous.
Okay, we'll come back because I know that the second song is a little different. And yeah, we'll be talking about this too. Reinhold.
Yes.
I need to talk to you.
Yes, talk to me.
Wesley,
talk
you, to me, we need to pitch the song. You are the show. You are playing a lot around LA.
Yes.
Very big, high level of shows.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. How do you do that?
I have a show coming up. I want to talk about this. It's on Friday, May 6th, in just a few days. This coming Friday, May 6th, at the Aldabella Winery in Westlake Village. Yes.
And this will be you all?
Yes, it's going to be me, and I have a wonderful band with me.
Oh,
some awesome musicians with me. I have Bob Luna on keyboards, who... was music director for Paul McCartney and Dionne Warwick. Have Larry Antonino on bass and Andy Sinisi on drums, who are both absolutely fabulous musicians.
Name droppers.
I'm really, really excited.
Perfect.
And actually, I also asked Seda to come and maybe, if she would be so inclined,
no.
maybe sing, come and sit in for a song. That would be just awesome, you know. So I think if we can do a nice duet together, that would be,
oh
that would be really good.
God.
So this is it. So guys, all you guys out there, if you want to come out, come on out.
One more time, Friday.
Friday.
This Friday.
This Friday, May 6th.
Westlake Village. Where?
The Aldabella Winery in Westlake Village, and it's at 7 o'clock. The show starts at 7 sharp, so please be there. It's going to be
until
7 to 10. We're going to have an awesome time, and I have some other surprise guests as well on the show, so we're going to have a great time, so come on.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm sure information is on your website and on Facebook.
That's right. It's on the Facebook, on my Facebook.
I have a link. Please, people go to Accent On. Just check out the same on Ilona Europa. I think I post. But anyway, tell us your website. It's a very unusual name. It's not easy to remember, but maybe.
It's really easy. I'm going to spell it for you. reinholdschwarzwald. I hope you got that. Right.
Yeah, I think
reinholdschwarzwald.com.
It is a very, very cool name. I think it's a very nice name. And when, people probably remember already.
Ilona, who sits next to me, she's thinking in her mind, wait a minute, I got to do something about branding here with Ryan. That's too long. You know, like,
But yes, let's go to your website, to my Accent On website, because if people cannot hear, they will probably remember Friday, 7 p.m., yeah. Westlake Village.
Eldabella Winery.
Oh my gosh, this will be so, so good.
I hope you're going to be there too, Ilona, because it's really close to your house,
very close.
So there is no excuse.
I almost do not have excuse, you are right, except it's my daughter's birthday, but...
Well, you bring her along, that's a great... That's gonna be it's a fantastic thing, you know.
Yeah, she has whatever. Yeah. She's working, then she's driving. So they're taking her for.
But
she's 22. Then she'll have her one little wine lamp or whatever in Santa Monica. Then she'll be going home, and then I will say, "Come on, maybe."
Tell her that Reinhold is playing, and she's gonna be.
Oh my gosh.
She will want to come.
She would want
show.
To come, and I would love to come or whatever. Okay. I cannot. I'm crying already. If I cannot, but I will. I have you here. You better play something live for us for 20 seconds. That's what. We always do.
Oh
but
my God.
Right now, if you want to, you don't. But if you feel like, but can I play something of yours? Would you like street funk or
Yamale? I want Yamale. And there is a
what
reason.
What is Yamale?
Yamale. There's a reason why I want to play
okay,
that
Yamale.
Song. Because I know. You,
I know. No, we have still time, but I'm all looking at the mod.
Because that song relates mood. To something. That Saida was talking about.
Okay.
I used to live in Paris, and in Paris I got in touch with the African community there, and I played a lot with African musicians, notably from Liberia, from Mali, from Ghana, and from Ivory Coast, and from Cameroon. And I really got to discover that music and love that music and those rhythms, and this song, Yamale, came out from that inspiration that these people who you know, your people, Seda, in Liberia and many other countries in Africa that had suffered so much from, of course, colonialism for a long time, and then also now all the political problems that are going on right now, going into independence and all those kind of things, the civil wars and all. But still, despite of all that, they have amazing music that... that brings people, lifts their spirits, and it's just so powerful.
What a power of music.
And that song is inspired by that, and that's why it's called Yamale.
Yamale. Yeah. Okay, let's listen to Yamale. I'll be
so
dancing
excited.
Or playing. Okay.
Thank you.
yay, what a mood. Yes, we want to just go somewhere, and like New York will be great, or like to the ocean, or to Yamalay singing with everybody. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Did you, like, when did you record this one?
Actually, I wrote this one years ago, but I recorded it.
Look at how this is. People who create never think that something was done late many, many years ago and never will be like needed or something. It's always the time. Any creation that
it's like a seed.
It's like a seed. You plant something, and one day we all are together. This is the most appropriate, most beautiful solo. Of course, I was like, "Oh, I'm fading out." No, but I know it'll be solo. Oh, he's a solo. I cannot fade out because he's a solo. Okay, now he's improvisation is so cool. You go, oh my gosh, your tonality is just amazing. Your sound of your sax is just so cool, and you are doing that. You are playing amazing. But we love you. You are a great musician. And okay, thank you for this song. Now, Ilona. He's like talking to myself, Ilona to Ilona. Hi, Ilonka, one more time. Then Ilona Lee here. If you would like tape mommy, when mommy will be talking, you can do this on the phone. I'm talking to her daughter, Vivian, who name
my
is
assistant.
The same. Yeah, her assistant.
You can
stand
she's
here.
Then
you will
assistant.
See mommy, you will see LA Talk Radio, you will see our guest. I will be not there, how sad, but mama will be there. Anyway, Ilona. Could you tell us a little bit about your business, a little bit more, how we can find you? Because, yes, you are talking branding, you are talking about importance of branding, but also you are in New York, and maybe if somebody wants to deal with you from LA, they probably can.
Yes, of course. Well, I'm passionate about reinventing lives. I reinvented myself like so many times, and I never stop. I always, you know, go to the next level and next and what else. And I'm just passionate about, you know, helping people to create a powerful, bold, but the most important, authentic brand. So I help them to package their genius, I call it. So we package their strengths, their passions, values, skills, gifts all together. Then I help them to create a business idea, business model plan.
Do you think it's easy to work with musicians? Because
well,
we are dreaming. We don't like business. We love
to
dream.
So artists, you know, artists love creating.
Yes.
And I've noticed that many, many times, many artists, they just need a business-minded person next to them.
Yeah.
They don't see themselves as a business. They don't see themselves as entrepreneurs.
No, but you are right.
They have to.
The brand, like you say, our music is something what we create, and our name and music, this is what we have to sell. And now with music being just like taken for granted, nobody really wants to pay for that, but still they want to use it. They want to be surrounded by music. Now we need to even more think about how we will survive in this crazy world.
Yeah, but I also think that it's not only about the music. It's about the artist.
Yeah.
That, you know, people buy the person. That's the personal brand. Mm-hmm. It's not only about the product.
You are right.
Anymore.
It's the 360. You really need to think bigger. And you can help us? Okay, you have that. I brought you two potential clients. And you know my percentage when I'm bringing you a client. Plus,
I don't know about the name. But
that's...
See, Ilona is your impresario now.
I am, yes. Now, she knows we talked about this before because we have so much in common. And we just never had the time to meet because I never met Ilona. We know each other from Facebook, and not only, and then we really liked each other for 3 years, I think, and we had a few very cool ideas, and New York is some place that I would love to also exist and cannot wait with my radio show and do something together with you. But anyway, if people want to like check you out a little, you know, more...
They can visit my website, ilonalee.com.
How easy.
That's like my name, easy.
And Lee is like L-E-E.
Yes.
I love your name.
ilonalee.com.
Very, very cool. Then again, anybody who would like to talk to Ilona, you can just contact her through website or just write to me and we'll see what's happened. It's not only about musician. You are also a realtor, yes?
Yes, I'm a realtor.
If somebody wants to buy something in New York.
I'm becoming very tough.
No, tough.
Sorry,
that's a good word.
When you do real estate in New York City, you have to be tough.
And I don't know if I may say, but you are also a single mother or something like me.
So then let me ask you a question. I'm looking for an apartment
that's overlooking the overlooking Central Park.
Yes.
Windows top to bottom. You know about
that's called the Billionaire Row. 57th Street.
No, actually, you know, no, seriously, I would probably prefer to be in the East Village, probably, and also, do you have some nice places there?
East Village actually it used to be a Polish neighborhood.
Oh, so see, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
now she has her aunts.
So that's good. Good. Okay, that's nice. Yeah.
Okay, well, it looks like Reinhold. Let's work even harder. And who knows, maybe that will be your next dream, you know, just right. purchase something there.
Yeah, many, many artists, they live in East Village.
Yes. Yeah, I think I would like it there.
What a great vibe.
Nice.
Really great vibe.
Yeah, vibe. Great
reasonable
vibe.
Prices, too.
still reasonable prices for Manhattan standards, of course.
Okay, then Ilona Lee.
Can help.
Yes. And outside of that, I know you are also creating a lot of events in your...
Yeah, I used to do events for women entrepreneurs, many of them European. So I was helping them, connecting them and organizing workshops and networking events speakers. Yes, many artists. I was choosing the best locations in Manhattan, rooftops, nice bars, restaurants, boutiques.
And I contacted you with Mr. Davoud, amazing painter also from LA.
Amazing.
And he had amazing exhibition there. And, you know, he got good write-up in very nice newspaper in England. Yes. Then you have your pulse here and there.
I got an idea here. How about Ilona, Seda, and Reinhold coming to perform in Manhattan?
And it's not even funny because
here's Ilona is going to be organizing this.
We always were thinking to bring some unusual entertainment, you know, that is a mixture of accented people because New York is very accented also. And Ilona need to be part of this movement, all of us. Mm-hmm. Okay, time for music. We will be playing Rhythm.
Awesome.
Okay, let's do that.
I'm gonna give you rhythm, make you move like I do. And when we are done jamming, you will see that it's true. So move your body to my beat and get with the groove. Cause say to eat and woo, I'm gonna bring it to you. The beat.
drop, make you go insane. Say I feel so alive. Again, I feel so alive.
Ooh, can you feel the rhythm in the air?
Can you feel it?
Ooh, can you feel the rhythm everywhere?
Yeah,
congratulations for this one. Now I understand, you know, why you're on the charts and you're doing very, very well. Congratulations. Very, very cool.
Great song.
Very danceable, very fun.
Yeah.
Okay, jak I mentioned, Natasha Mira, my daughter, she will be 22 this week. And how can I not say happy birthday to my dear daughter? And she will probably say, Mom, stop it. Don't do that. But she's also singer-songwriter and working in the film industry right now. Then I'm very, very proud mama. And like I say, she finished USC, music business again. Then I think I will give maybe 30 seconds for people to listen to her voice. Natasha Mira, listen up, but I will fade out very soon.
This summer makes me wanna cry. Last winter made me warm. I miss you, miss you. And time is running out. I'm walking on the beach alone. The sand looks like the snow. I miss you, miss you.
People, 22 years old, Natasha Mira, my daughter. I love this. We wrote this song with Adam Abramek. Thank you so much. Adam Abramek is a really known producer from Europe, and he will be here. He's also living in America. He's coming back, and we'll be recording lots of artists. We are writing lots of songs. And then, what now?
Let's do something together.
I just cannot wait. Yeah, I'm telling you. Are you in? Okay, then. Okay.
There we go.
And yeah. Okay, then if you are in, then we need to really play one more song because I also sing, but I have funny, unusual artists who are in a club because I like club genre too. Then maybe you will listen a little bit because it's around me. You know, something that's very clubby and is from UK. Then thank you, Club Jumpers, for creating or arranging this song for me, which I wrote. Eternal Kiss. This seems like a good song for everybody. Let's just kiss everybody and love everybody. Yeah. And I will fade this song fast too because the time is running. Ah, black. Listen up or Eternal Kiss, Ilona Europa. Club Jumpers. Thank you so much.
We smile and kiss and pick so sweet. Your hand in mine forever young. Eyes and lips and body hits. Your lights are seen forever young. Smile and kiss and pick so.
No, I cannot play more because time is running up and we need to finish the song, and finish the show. Okay, today guest, please, please, everybody, say your names and say how we can get in touch with all of us, and start from Ilona Lee.
Ilona Lee from New York, www.ilonalee.com.
And when we talk branding and really, really beautiful lady, she's both. Okay, now Reinhold, could you tell us slowly your name?
ReinholdSchwarzwald.com.
You are from Europe and we are from Austria.
Originally from Austria. Yeah,
we love your accent. Angeles. Beautiful. You Everybody who is confused about how to spell his name, go to Accent On and Jazz, you will see, because I posted that. And of course, this show will be on is live and then will be posted on Accent, LA Talk Radio Accent Archives, plus, of course, iTunes and Stitches then. Please listen to all of us. Now, our really wonderful guest, very unexpectedly wonderful lady, very, very talented, and we'll be having you back, of course. Yay. Your name is?
Guys, I'm Princess Seda. So thankful and grateful to be here. Thank you.
Seda will play and make some music when we have my friend Adam Abramek coming to America in June. He's here in New York already celebrating his son's graduation. Because you know what? The world is so small right now. Children are just getting education in America. Americans are getting education in Poland, all around the world. Yep. You came from unusual country, yes? Mm-hmm. Your country is again from?
Liberia, West Africa.
I am from Poland. Ilona is from Poland. Oh. And we have Korean beautiful lady here too. And you are from Austria. Life is beautiful.
You can find me at, you can either Google Seda Wu-Tang or just Seda Zoo Films. So ZUFILMS.com, Seda Zoo Films, and SAYDAH.
Yes. Everybody's going to Accent On, which I posted, of course, everything about our people.
Talk about my charity really quick.
Okay, fast. Okay, charity.
Okay, guys, if you would like to help orphan children in war-torn Liberia, my cousin is heading that up. He's a diplomat there, and it's called Yoner, Y-O-N-E-R. You can look that up on my website, okay?
Oh, yes. My gosh, that's very important. Repeat one more time.
Absolutely.
Yoner, Y-O-N-E-R, and you can look it up on my website.
Okay. Thank you so much. And we have maybe one more minute. Hopefully they will, or CBS will not take over my show, but I would love to play a little bit street funk. And that's how we'll be finished our show. Reinhold, thank you for this one.
Thank you.
Street. Thank you, Ilona.
Thank you.
would you like to own a financial institution? The Polam Federal Credit Union is a member-owned financial institution that serves exclusively the Southern California region with offices in Los Angeles and Orange. Like banks, Polam accepts deposits, makes loans, and provides financial services. The credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal opportunity.